If at any time you have felt less capable in your skills and abilities at work, please let me inform you that you are not alone. My name is TK, and I am here on another episode of Working the Dash podcast. And today we're going to talk about building workplace confidence. There are so many areas in this topic that seems to give us the idea that confidence is something that we do not have to build. It's almost like a package that has been handed to one versus another. But if we stop to think about confidence being something that we are all on the same level playing field with, being that it is a blank canvas, it is a wide open landscape, it is ground that needs to be cultivated or a home that needs to be built, we will not compare our levels of success with where we feel our confidence lies. So I want to just encourage you today to not be held hostage by the inner critic or that voice that always seeks to criticize your efforts when you feel like you want to move forward. You know what that voice is. It's the voice that always says, hey, you're not qualified. They overtalked you in the meeting, or when you gave a point on that particular project, they did not accept it. It's that voice. It's the inner critic. Disempower that inner critic by moving past the mistake. And how do you move past the mistake? We don't have good days at work every single day. Trust me. There are days that even though I absolutely love my job and what I do for people and how fulfilled it makes me, there are days that we have that are just not good. And when I say not good, I'm saying that you may have tension with another coworker, or a conversation could have gone wrong, or something in a chat could have been misinterpreted. And when these things happen, it throws your day off, right? It jades how you see yourself inside of your role, stacked against managers and colleagues and other employers and even people that are outside of your workplace, right? So what do we have to do? We have to create room for advancement by celebrating the wins. As human beings, we have the propensity to look at what's negative, okay? We always do. It's always going to be expanded. Negativity is always going to be the highlight, because that's just sometimes how our brain is wired. We are wired to see the wrong versus the right. So let me tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a challenge here. For this upcoming week, I'm very excited to tell you that the way we build resilience in this area is we celebrate the small wins. Oh, I wish I could get us to get a hand clap right there. Celebrate the small wins. If somebody sends you a wonderful message, I don't care if it's a colleague that sends you a Teams message and says, hey, thank you so much for giving me the answer to that question. You changed the scope of the conversation while I was speaking to a student on the line or something to that effect. Do that. Celebrate that. Highlight it, capture it, copy it and paste it, put it in a Word document and hold on to it. That's a win. If a supervisor gives you a raving applause or a raving review, celebrate it. It's a win. If you were able to even hold the door open, listen, I know this is going to sound a little corny, but if you were even able to hold the door open for someone, a colleague, if you were able to help them, you know, write it down. Why am I saying to do that? I am saying to do that because this will enhance your voice inside of your head to say that I am worth more than the critic in my head is telling me, right? So let's lessen that inner voice. Let's quiet that down. Not even just quiet it down. Can somebody just say, can we just shut it up? Can we shut it off? Yes. Can we quiet that down? Let's quiet the inner critic and let's celebrate those wins. So that's a challenge out there. Let's lean into the positive things that we can do to focus on investing in our personal development, even outside of work. Think of ways that can confidently build confidence as a skill. Now, many of us think confidence is the way we walk into a room, how we square our shoulders, what we wear. She looks so confident, or she sounds so confident. Well, all of that is based out of experience. And the only way that you can continue to develop, cultivate that blank landscape, like I said, everybody starts out with no confidence, right? We have to build confidence. Confidence is even, it's even built by people telling us that we are confident and we sound confident. We appear confident. We're getting awards and we're being rewarded for what we're doing. We're being recognized for a good job. We're actually giving compliments. Yes, that builds your confidence by giving compliments, because you know what you start to do? You start to learn how to celebrate other people. So think of that confidence as a skill that needs to be cultivated and developed. And again, not just something that was prepackaged and handed to you at birth. And you have a certain level of confidence. Somebody else was not born with the confidence. And then another person was born with a high level measure of confidence. When you think of people that you say are extremely confident, how do you think they got that way? They had to build that confidence. They had to cultivate it. So you're going to see yourself as a landscape, see yourself as a blank canvas. You're going to start building your confidence by celebrating others and celebrating yourself, celebrating those small wins at work. And we're going to disempower negativity by not stacking ourselves against those who we feel are doing better than we are. Because the truth of the matter is, can I tell you a secret? Truth of the matter is, they're looking at somebody else too. Hey, it's a Friday night. This has been your Friday Fuel. I hope that you have an exciting weekend. Be safe. Do something great for someone else. And remember to continue to build your confidence. Until another episode on Working the Dash with TK, I hope you have an amazingly safe weekend.